Michaeline in Wisconsin is on the line needing some help insulating a crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I hung some plastic and insulation from the ceiling of the crawl space and all the way around, you know, and I'm still getting drafts and air coming in, like, into the bedroom that faces the north by the wall.
So you're getting drafts up through the walls? Is that where you feel like it's coming up?
Yeah, and up through, you know, the crawl space. There's half a basement, half a crawl space.
Okay. Now, what kind of insulation did you use, Michaeline?
Well, I used the black plastic, and I used the, like, the R stuff with the...
the R stuff. Let's back up for a second, okay? The insulation that you put in, was it unfaced insulation? Did you press it up into the floor joist, like, nice and fluffy?
No, I didn't press it into the floor joist.
How did you hang it?
What the Reader's Digest said, hang it from the ceiling of the floor down to the floor, you know, the flooring of the crawl space, you know.
So where is the insulation that goes up in that floor should be unfaced, should have no paper face, no plastic face. It should be unfaced, and it should be big and fluffy, and should be as thick as the crawl space floor. But here's the steps that, if you had called me before you started this, here's what I would have told you to do. First of all, I would say the area on the outside of your house where we have what's called the box joist, that's the beam that goes around the outside perimeter.
Right.
In that area, you want to seal the gaps with an expandable foam, like Great Stuff or a product like that. On the inside, right. You seal that, you spray it, because you get little gaps that where air can come in around that. Then once that dries, it gets nice and hard. Don't try to scrape it away or cut it. It doesn't matter. Just spray it, let it dry, stop right there. Don't cut away the excess. Then add some insulation, and the insulation would be unfaced fiberglass bats. If your floor joists were 2x10s, I would put 10-inch fiberglass bats there. How do you support those? You use insulation hangers. They're like pieces of wire that stick in between the joists and let it hang there. And then on the crawl space floor, is it a dirt floor?
Yes.
So if it's a dirt floor, then you want to add the plastic right on the dirt floor. Now, that's not for drafts. That's to stop
moisture
from coming up.
Okay.
And those things, that's the best you can do for
and
that
Michaeline,
crawl space.
When you're putting the plastic on the floor of the crawl space, if mm-hmm. you, for some reason, have to use more than one sheet, make sure you overlap by, you know, 2 or 3 feet so that you're not getting any moisture releasing into it. Because as Tom said, you know, the moisture can really reduce the effect that the insulation is going to have.
Do I tape it then if I've got to use more than one sheet?
If you overlap them by 2 or 3 feet, they'll stay.
Yeah, they'll
stay.
Gravity will hold it in place.
Okay.
All right, and that's it. All right, Michaeline, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.